AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's unusual but appropriate to offer a $100,000 reward for information that leads to the capture of two convicted murderers who broke out of a maximum security prison. New York State Police Major Charles Guess says they did find some tools the inmates used to break out of the prison, but they also believe more sophisticated tools were involved.
We are still looking for those tools, and anything that we do find either within the facility or external to the facility, we brought into evidence and studied by our investigators.
The escapees are described as very dangerous. The Tony Awards are being handed out tonight in New York.
For the record, there will be 11 musical performances and 24 competitive Tonys will be handed out. Some tucked in during commercial breaks. The Best Play nominees will be showcased in video clips. Highlights include a bit with Seinfeld pals Larry David and Jason Alexander, Alan Cumming appearing in a massive hoop dress, and Joel Grey, who recently announced he was gay, introducing Fun Home with his daughter, Jennifer Grey. At the Tony Awards at Radio City Music Hall, at the Tony Awards at Radio City Music Hall, I'm Julie Walker. Julie Walker.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California says the U.S. usually has a good idea who's responsible for cyber attacks, such as the one on the U.S. Office of Personnel Management.
We've gotten very good at attribution. It's hard work, but we do it well now. And there are only two possibilities here with an attack this sophisticated: either a state actor or a group of very sophisticated private hackers who often work in concert with the state.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Friends have started an online fundraiser for a woman hit by a flying bat during Friday night's game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Tanya Carpenter remains in serious condition. This is AP Radio News. The UN Secretary General has announced that peace talks between the warring parties in Yemen will resume in Geneva on June 14th.
A UN spokesman says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hopes the peace talks will restart a peaceful, orderly, inclusive, and Yemeni-led transition process. The country's exiled president, along with the Shiite Hutu rebels who control the capital, will attend. Yemen has been chronically unstable for years, with fighting between various factions, including al-Qaeda in Yemen, which the U.S. government considers to be the most dangerous branch of the terrorist organization. Julie Walker, New York.
Give me a little credit. What do you think I'm going to do? Run over there and be like, hey, I'm a crazy.
Spy, starring Melissa McCarthy, opens as the number one movie at the box office this weekend. San Andreas fell to second place, rounding out the top five, Insidious Chapter 3, Entourage, and Mad Max Fury Road. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.